This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City parents will be able to relate to this story. Choosing a school for your child isn't easy in a town with so many options, but there's a nonprofit that promises to help parents make that decision. KCUR's Ellie Moxley takes us on a school tour organized by Show Me KC Schools. Let's ride along.
My name is Amanda Recob, and I live at Amethyst.
Recob's 5-year-old is starting kindergarten in the fall, but she's not the only one Recob is choosing a school for.
I have 2 girls following her, so I want them to kind of all, you know, go together. I don't want to go 3 separate schools.
So she's trying to keep the needs of her 2-year-old and her 4-year-old in mind.
Luciana's teacher said that out of all the children, she would do well in structure. She spends more time with my child than I do, so.
This is the 3rd school tour Recob's been on. It's led by Trisha Johnson. 4 years ago, Johnson was searching for a school for her own children and found she needed help. So she started Show Me KC Schools.
So we say we don't work for the school district, we don't work for charter schools, we don't work for private schools or parochial schools, but we really work for families.
Usually it's a preschool calling Show Me KC Schools to set up a tour for parents of soon-to-be kindergartners.
In this case, I think it was the social worker and the mentors that chose the schools that they thought their moms would be most successful at.
Amethyst Place provides transitional housing for women recovering from drug or alcohol addiction, many of whom are working to regain custody or have just gotten their children back. So picking the right school takes on added significance.
Okay, well, I think we're about ready to board. So if you have those characteristics or values that you're looking for at a school, make sure you try to ask them at every school we visit today.
Today, the moms are visiting 4 charter schools, public schools that operate independently of the Kansas City School District. First stop, Kip Endeavor Academy at 18th and Prospect.
So we use a student greeter system here. We're going to knock on the door and a student will come out and introduce himself.
Hi, my name is Amora and this is Ms. Todd's class. And we're watching a video of reading Green Book.
Back on the bus, Johnson asked the moms what they thought of Kip.
I loved it. Did you? What did you love about it?
The sports. Their soccer team, the girls' soccer team is like awesome, and their basketball team is awesome. And I think sports is important.
But Recob wishes Kip offered Spanish because she wants her girls to learn a second language. And she's worried about bullying.
See, you should have asked that when you were in there.
And so Recob asks her question at the next school, Crossroads Academy downtown.
Okay, about bullying, like what is disciplinary and like do you have like a lot of little kids being mean to each other?
So we use a behavior program called BIST. It's a behavior intervention support team.
Recob leaves impressed with Crossroads and its sister school, Quality Hill, which she visited on an earlier tour.
Crossroads and Quality Hill, I think, just sold me. Because they have the soccer, they got the sports, and they do the Spanish right away.
Then it's on to Citizens of the World, a midtown charter school that's new to Kansas City.
Only has kinder in first grade this year. We have a video from one of our schools in Los Angeles that's
many of the Amethyst Place moms feel Citizens of the World is too quiet, or they have older kids who wouldn't be able to attend with a younger sibling. Last stop, Gordon Parks Elementary in the Volker neighborhood.
One thing you might, if you look out to your right, you'll see our playground out there.
And 3.5 years ago, that wasn't there. All we had was this track.
Ternessa Spears is excited to find out her son could start kindergarten in the fall. He doesn't turn 5 till July, and she thought she'd have to wait another year to enroll him. Then there's the nostalgia.
That was my old school.
Oh, that's your old school! Was it Volker?
Volker. I like how they like got it security and how it's not just like a track. It's they have a real playground now.
Back at Amethyst Place, Irma Robinson, the family care coordinator, says the moms she works with are always surprised when she tells them they get to pick a school.
They're very stressed about it, and they're in a good way. The interesting part is they said, I thought if we just lived somewhere, they told us the school we had to go to. Well, yeah, that's how it used to be.
Not anymore. Robinson says some of the moms don't want to send their kids to school in Kansas City.
And it's not as bad as they think. They think the kids are going to be up on the, literally, they think the kids are going to be up on a bookshelf.
Then they go on a school tour and see the kids aren't climbing the walls. But there are so many options. Here's mother of three, Amanda Recob, again.
I was like, Miss Erma, can you, will you just choose for me? Like, someone needs to tell me what to do. So, I don't know. That's a lot to choose for my child because it's like almost like I'm picking out a college for them.
A few weeks later, Recob texts to say her daughter will be going to Quality Hill. Got accepted to University Academy, too. I got very lucky, she writes, followed by four exclamation points. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.